Track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. There are four, but we're only going to read three, as one of them is of a political nature, which we have covered many times and is covered nationally. Tynmouth Submarine Memories. I was living in Tynmouth during and shortly after the end of the war. About 1945/6, I found an ideal playground hauled up on the beach between the old quay and the fish quay. These were two submersible craft of some sort which were being gradually broken down with oxyacetylene torches. For many years I have been trying to find out what these were. I've contacted the Tynmouth Harbour Master, the local museum and businesses around that area, all to no avail. I've drawn a complete blank. I'm now living in Auckland, New Zealand, and fast approaching 90, so this is probably my last attempt to solve this niggling mystery. I'm pretty sure they were a submarine craft of some sort, round in cross sections and full of pipes and electrical wirings with openings, hatches, to gain access to a truly wonderful playground for a young lad. If any readers are remembering these, it just might stir some grey matter in some elderly folk like myself. I would be very happy to hear anything they recall. And this letter comes from Hugh Nettleton, formerly of the Devon Arms Hotel and the King Billy, and now living in New Zealand.
A shout out for elves, writes Joe Wright of the British Heart Foundation. At the British Heart Foundation, we are looking for budding elves to spread Christmas cheer and lend an elfing hand in their local British Heart Foundation shop. Our volunteers are vital over the festive period, and they can get involved in a variety of tasks, from unleashing their creativity and decorating the shop, to helping organise donations and preparing them for the shop floor, to simply being a friendly ear for customers who might feel lonely at this time of year. In return for our wonderful volunteers' generosity, they can expect to make new friends, learn new skills, and receive great in-store discounts, handy for any Christmas shopping. Not to mention hot drinks, snacks, and a fantastic festive welcome. You'll also be helping us raise vital funds to support the charity's life-saving research, which helps keep families together for Christmas. So why not put your best elf forward and have a go at volunteering with the British Heart Foundation? To get involved, just pop down to your local shop or visit our website.
Dave Raybould, Head of Emergency Responses, Shelterbox, writes, Shelterbox launches Hurricane Appeal. Many readers will have seen the utter devastation wrought by Hurricane Melissa across multiple island nations in the Caribbean. It's left families without homes and in urgent need of support. At the disaster relief charity Shelterbox, we're responding to the emergency in the region. Communication networks are widely affected, so having a team in Jamaica will make it easier to understand the true extent of the damage and what people need, as well as continuing coordination with humanitarian partners and Rotary in the Caribbean. Shelterbox specialises in emergency shelter, and having aid pre-positioned means we're ready to go in these moments. We have emergency shelter supplies, like tents and tarpaulins, stored in Barbados and Panama, enough to support up to 10,000 people. These include essentials like blankets, water carriers, mosquito nets and solar lights. It can be hard to know how to support after disasters of this scale, but every donation, however small, makes a real difference to disaster-affected communities.